A clinical psychologist, Dr. Alison Towns, says police downplay the potential harm of stalking. A litany of police failures have been found in a report into police's handling of a 21-year-old Auckland law student's complaints. A man was stalking her weeks before her murder on 19th of December 2022. The Independent Police Conduct Authority on Thursday announced it had found the police's initial assessment matrix was not fit for purpose, as it did not consider all lines of inquiry and the risk posed to victims like her. Almost 8 weeks after Fazana Yakubi first reported the matter to police, she was murdered by Kanwapal Singh, aged 30. Singh was sentenced to 17 years jail after pleading guilty. Here's victim advocate Ruth Money speaking on Checkpoint last night.
They could have stopped him multiple times. They didn't just have one complaint or one thread of evidence. And let's not forget, you know, the police's only job is to manage risk. That's their only job. And they had it in spades. This poor lady kept reporting, showing all of these risky behaviours, and they literally did nothing and moved pieces of paper around an office.
Clinical psychologist Dr. Alison Towns joins us now. Kia ora, good morning.
Kia ora.
Yeah, your assessment of this report, it is very tough reading. Do you believe that this is emblematic of a more wider problem?
Yes, I do. Yes, I think this is. I mean, I think that's clear not only from this report, but from a recent report that's been put out by the Backbone Collective, which shows very poor responses to family violence for people in situations that would involve things like stalking. So, it's quite a damning report, and I think that it's a real call for action for the police to sit up and take notice.
What needs to change here? Because Fazana did everything right by all accounts, made the reports, you know, and there was a system to take those reports. So what was the failure here in your view?
Well, there's two things. I mean, very clearly the police failed to do an adequate risk assessment. But also I think that our stalking laws are really poor, and we do actually need a criminal stalking law. The police tend to treat stalking like it's a civil concern and not a crime. So we really do need a criminal law around stalking. Stalking isn't a crime as such in New Zealand.
So what would that law look like then?
Well, we think it should recognise the harm that's done to people by providing clear guidelines about what consequences there would be if someone engages in stalking. It should lay out what stalking is, and that stalking involves a pattern of behaviours and what the lawyers call a sort of course of conduct, if you like, including things like getting contact from a person when you don't want that contact, being watched or filmed or spied on by any means, being followed by whatever means, being abused and having false information published about you, being tracked by any means, having someone break into your home or property, and basically having someone try to wreck your life. I've been part of a coalition, the Coalition for the Safety of Women and Children, and we have proposed a stalking law that would lay out very clearly to police exactly what stalking is, that would offer protection orders for victims, but also lay out the consequences to the offender for stalking, which, you know, would range from getting psychological help right through to 5 years.
So do you believe, are you saying you believe, I mean, because the police have presumably, they have acknowledged they made a lot of mistakes in this particular case, but there is a system of sorts there for dealing with this. You believe that if there was a stalking law, they would just deal with it better, take it more seriously? What would change?
Yes, because, I mean, at the moment, I mean, with Susanna's case, there were clearly criminal acts that he was engaged in, such as threatening to kill. I mean, those are criminal acts. There's no reason why the police couldn't have acted on those. However, the police treat harassment and stalking as though it is a civil concern and not a crime. And we are one of the few countries, you know, we don't have a criminal stalking law, so we don't have clear guidelines for the police that would say to you, this is a crime and you need to treat it as such. In Australia, in the United States, in the UK, in all the European Union countries, there's a stalking law. We don't have one. We've fallen behind. So we're not protecting people. And surveillance and stalking are ways in which offenders control people's lives. Mm. So they're fundamental to the control of people's lives. So we need that stalking, that criminal stalking law for the police to take stalking seriously.
Sure. Hey, thank you very much for your time this morning. That is clinical psychologist Dr. Alison Townes.